Now, we're going to let the people have their say, but we mentioned an Examiner article last Friday by Stephanie Park that if the school calendar no longer reflects the realities of modern family life, then why does it still exist in its current form? And who exactly is responsible for reviewing it? The Leaving Cert finishing, school corridors emptying, parents around the country quietly realizing they've just become even more responsible for an entire summer of no school and life enrichment for the kids. But at what point do we stop and check whether the system we've inherited still makes sense? So we're talking about summer holidays, daylight saving time, and I know these have been discussed very heavily, but perhaps that suggests something else entirely. Either nobody's listening or nobody knows who's supposed to be listening. Who exactly decides these things on the length of the summer school holidays? And do parents think they're too young, they're too short, or too long? Well, we had a big response on online. But Seamus went to ask the people of Cork, do they think that school holidays are too long or too short?
The school summer holidays, are they too long for two-parent working families?
I suppose they are. I suppose the people are paying for childcare. I suppose they are, aren't they?
Yes, there's childcare, there's everything involved, and there's grandparents involved, which I'm part of. So.
And summer camps?
Summer camps, and they're very expensive.
Yeah.
Absolutely, very expensive. I think they are, Emma.
Then in secondary school, you have teens kind of hanging around for the 3 months because they're out of the camps.
They do, and they can't get work. I was listening to that programme, actually, on Red FM last week about the 16 and 17-year-olds that can't get, you know, they can't get any work or... Yeah. Paid few, you know, anything like that. So, just tough on families.
Do you think it's something the government should be looking at, setting up a committee on school holidays? Because I know our neighbours across the pond, their holidays are about 6 weeks.
They are. My son is over in Southampton, and like that now, their holidays are not starting until July, late July. That's what they're not. So, you have to think of the kids too.
We have two children, teenagers now. And we both have always worked while they've been in school, and we've never found the summer holidays for too long. Children need them as well.
I know, but like when you factor in, I suppose, childcare and then trying to manage who's off, when they're off.
Personally, we've never found that to be a problem, and I think children enjoy being off as well, and they also need that downtime.
Because like we're looking at across the pond where they've, I think it was 6 to 9 weeks off?
Yeah.
And we're off from June.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they get more, they... at other times of the year, then we don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so it balances out, is what you're saying.
They have other holidays throughout the school year, that we wouldn't have here.
Okay.
You know?
But I suppose you, as being a teacher, you're looking forward to the break.
Well, I'm looking at it from both sides. I can see, I'm looking at it from the teacher's perspective and from a parent's perspective.
Yeah.
And I do think teachers need that downtime as well, because despite what a lot of people think, that, you know, we've a lot of holidays, we do work really, really hard throughout the year.
It's a tough job, and especially in secondary, I would assume that can be challenging.
When the 26th of June comes along, we'll all be very grateful, but so will the children, because they need it as well.
Yeah.
If you're working, do you have to work? You know, there's a lot of people...
Well, I suppose a mortgage now and
there's a big
the family.
Difference, yeah. There's a big difference now between long ago and now. Because long ago, it was just the father worked or the husband, whichever. And the wife minded the kids staying at home.
Yeah.
I think that's very important, but it's very hard now because when the couple get married now, they want everything.
Yeah.
They want the house finished, the whole house furnished.
Yeah.
They have two cars. So, it's a choice. It's a big choice.
So you think it's our own fault? We've created this monster, is it?
I wouldn't think it's their own fault, like, but I think if they stop and thought, like, you know, I know it's
what their priorities are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely what their priorities are.
And do you think it was better when there was the mother at home and the father out working?
Well, for children, I thought it was. Be honest with you, know, like, but that's me then. I'm old fashioned, like, so.
But then again, back in those days, you were
it
told
was different.
You were kicked out and told, don't come back to the street lights, come on.
Yeah.
You can't do that now.
No. And they're in everything. All the children are, they're all in some kind of. It doesn't stop at the school, like, because they have them in music, they have them playing hurling, they have them doing this. It's all money.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is.
And I mean, the kids aren't at home because they are having in everything.
Yeah.
Very hard.
There's no solution to it.
maybe if the country was more people friendly, one parent may be able to stay at home and you might be able to share the burden that way, you know, switch your own play. I don't know.
What do you mean people friendly?
Not taxing them to debt, killing them for car insurance, killing them for diesel, killing them for mortgages, you know. Cost of living is too high, you know. It's crazy. And wages don't reflect that, like.
More